Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron has reappointed Sébastien Lecornu as Prime Minister, just days after his resignation, in a bid to restore stability. The decision underscores Macron's determination to rely on loyal allies rather than risk new elections that could strengthen political extremes. But it also deepens tensions in a parliament already fractured between left, right, and far-right blocs. Lecornu, a close Macron ally and defense minister before his brief stint as premier, now faces the urgent task of delivering a budget to parliament by Monday. "I accept, out of duty, the mission entrusted to me by the President of the Republic to provide France with a budget by the end of the year and to address the daily concerns of our citizens," Lecornu wrote on X. He urged an end to the political crisis that exasperates the French people and harms France's image and interests. Macron's reappointment of Lecornu followed a meeting with leaders of major political parties aimed at building consensus around his choice. However, left-wing leaders quickly voiced frustration that the president had once again bypassed their ranks. The latest crisis follows months of political paralysis that have slowed growth and rattled financial markets. France has been struggling to balance its books amid widening deficits and weak consumer confidence. The turmoil stems largely from Macron's decision last year to call legislative elections that left Parliament split between three fiercely opposed blocs: centrists, conservatives, and the hard left. Since then, budget negotiations have repeatedly stalled over disagreements on spending cuts, tax increases, and pension reforms. Lecornu's immediate challenge will be to steer the 2026 budget through a divided National Assembly. Macron has ruled out cooperation with the far-right National Rally, RN, and the hard-left France Unbowed, LFI, both excluded from Thursday's talks. RN President Jordan Bardella accused Macron of clinging to power, saying the president's strategy is about avoiding a legislative election rather than defending the interests of the French people. Macron has reportedly offered minor concessions, including delaying the full implementation of his 2023 pension reform, which raised the retirement age to 64, until 2028. The reappointment of Lecornu highlights the narrowing political options available to Macron, who faces three more years in office but no clear parliamentary majority.